It seems everyone making the pilgrimage to see Pope Francis this week is going for a unique reason. For Marilyn Price, who's going with a group from the Archdiocese of St. Louis, it's because of
his love for the poor.
For Diana Dahl of Webster Groves, it's
his style of touching people and not going against any of our doctrines, but just redefining how you treat people with love.
DeSmet Jesuit High School theology teacher Tim Wilms says he's excited for his students to see the first Jesuit Pope in person.
We ask the guys to really think critically about the world around them and not to shy away from difficult issues. And Pope Francis certainly has not done that.
17-year-old DeSmet Jr. Michael Ahrens says he hopes the Pope's words and actions help him be a model in faith for his friends.
We dedicate all of our thoughts, words, and actions to the greater glory of God. To really reflect on that, have I really done that, or have I just kind of been like, eh?
Religious author Alicia von Stamwitz says she and others want to hear a message of hope.
Here in St. Louis, we all think about policing and race relations. We know that it's going to require change on our part, but we all want to see a better day tomorrow, and I think he's going to speak to that.
But even some non-Catholics who aren't traveling to see the pontiff, like retired teacher John Harris of St. Louis, say they're impressed with the Pope's message on climate change, as well as
his tremendous political acumen, a soft touch, but awfully effective.
I'm Stephanie Lecce, St. Louis Public Radio.